The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
I'll get the door. I wonder who's at the door. I'll get it. I'm on my way. Just a second. Yes?
Hi, Mr. Sales. I'm your new neighbor. Rustle up some grub.
Yes, how are you, Russell?
It's a tussle.
What do you mean?
Well, I've got company coming for dinner, and I promised to make them a mulligan stew. Now, I know you cook, so I wanted to ask you, how do you make mulligan stew?
I flirt with Mrs. Mulligan.
Don't tussle with Russell.
All right. Here we go. For 2 hours. Here we go. The moldy oldie stone. We want you right with us. Just stay right where you are. It's going to be a beautiful day. You know why? Because you're beautiful. That's why. And you know, just look in the mirror and you'll know you're beautiful. Look in the rearview mirror. All right. Stay with us and sing along. Because here we go. Count it off, Daryl. New York, where funny hats are all the rage, it's the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, starring Soupy Sales, with Albie Mordecai and the award-winning NBC Rhythm and Blues Band, and me, I'm Ray Dariano. And now, the man responsible for the first human joke transplant, Soupy Sales! Yes, thank you, Ray, thank you, everybody. Thank you very much, and welcome to the Moldy Oldie Show. We've got a terrific show for you today. We've got songs that went to number one, music from this week in Moldy Oldie history, and we've got a salute to our featured year, 1964.
Uh-huh.
Hey, listen, Ray, going to Ben Manila's party tonight?
Oh, yeah. When you get invited to the producer's house for a party, you don't turn it down.
Yeah, it's going to be a great party. There's going to be lots of steak and booze.
All right. Who's going to be there?
Well, you, me, Ben, and Ben's dog, Eddie.
Well, what's Eddie going to the party for?
Well, someone's got to eat the steaks. And listen,
that's right.
Yeah, and watch out for Gene Garnes. He's upset today.
Oh, Gene's a good engineer. What's he upset about?
Well, he gave Diane a beautiful skunk coat, see? And Diane said, I can't believe how such a beautiful coat comes from such a foul-smelling beast.
Yeah, and what'd Gene say?
He said, Diane, I'm not asking for a thank you, but I would like some respect.
Yeah, he looks a little tired today.
Well, he didn't get much sleep last night.
What happened?
Well, Diane shook Gene awake about 2 this morning and said, there's a robber in the house.
And what did Gene do?
Nothing. He said, I know. The landlord lives downstairs.
Thank you.
Boys and the song from our featured year, 1964, I Get Around. You know, 1964 was the year of the British invasion, and that was the first number one by an American male vocal group. Mm-hmm. It hit number one on the 4th of July. Of course, 1964 was also a great year for television. According to the ratings, the top three TV shows at the beginning of 1964 were number three, The Dick Van Dyke Show.
Mel Cooley.
Number two was Bonanza. And this was the number one show in 1964.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up to the ground come a bumbling crew.
Yeah, Peter Gunn.
Oh, no, that's Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah.
You were a guest star on the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, I did a couple of them. It was a great show. That show ran for 9 years on CBS TV. Then the Beverly Hillbillies naturally starred Buddy Epson as Jed Clampett, Irene Ryan as Granny. And did you know Granny's real name was Daisy Moses?
I didn't know that.
Well, now you do.
All right.
And Donna Douglas played Ellie Mae and won. And Max Baer Jr. played Jethro. And Raymond Bailey was Mr. Drysdale.
Oh, yeah.
And my friend Nancy Culp played Jane Hathaway.
Ellie Mae? Oh, Ellie Mae?
Yeah, Miss Jane?
It's time for your lady lessons.
Lady lessons? Well, doggies, Ellie, you're gonna be a lady.
Now, dear, pay strict attention.
Does he love me? I wanna know.
Thank you. cafe was empty. Then I heard Jose say, "Man, you know you're in trouble, plenty." So I dropped my drink from my hand and threw the window around. And as I rode away, I could hear her say to Jose, "Yeah, come on, little bit closer, you're my kind of man, so big and so strong.
That's the biggest hit Jay and the Americans ever had. Come a little bit closer. It hit number 3 in our featured year, 1964.
Yeah. Oh. Believe it or don't.
Misery is being a smoker and being chased by a mugger who isn't.
Believe it or don't.
Can't you see that she's mine? Number 4 from our featured year, 1964. Hey, we'll have more from our featured year later in the show, so be sure and stay with us, because coming up in the next segment, I'll be talking to a grief-stricken woman who claims that cigarettes killed her husband. A vending machine fell on him. Okay, we're going to hear number 1 from this week in Moldy Oldie History, and we're going to take a journey to the center of your mind when Scoopy tells Moldy Oldies continues.
The Scoopy Sales Moldy Oldie Show is brought to you by today's Chevrolet and tough Chevy trucks. Nothing works like a Chevy truck.
It's like they say, sometimes you see things with your own eyes that are still hard to believe. Like a river that runs uphill or a turnip the size of a bowling ball. Now, take full-size pickups. You'll see something that's hard to believe. Like a V8 truck that costs you less than a truck with a 6. Sounds crazy, but it's true. A full-size half-ton Chevy pickup equipped with a V8 actually costs less than a Ford with a 6. $147 less. Chevy with a V8, $147 less than a Ford with a 6. So ask yourself, would you rather have the Ford or the Chevy? Answer's simple. Unless you don't care about money. Prices based on a comparison of manufacturer's suggested retail prices for a Chevy half-ton pickup with available V8 and the base half-ton Ford pickup. Levels of equipment will vary. A Chevy V8 for less than a six. You can see it with your own eyes at your Chevy dealers now.
We're going to make your summer hotter than ever with Lily. She's innocence run wild. Dusty, who's nicer than he'd like to be. Meg, more eager than she ought to be. And Holden, he's always ready and willing. Nothing can beat the heat of passion. Feel it weekdays on As the World Turns, 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central on CBS TV.
Come on up to the back, share a beer between friends.
There are many good imported beers in this world, but your neighbor to the north brews one of the best, Labatt's, North America's great beer.
Come on up to the taste of Labatt's. Great can, great can, it is best. Come on up to the best, best Labatt's.
Labatt Importers, Darien, Connecticut.
Welcome back. And here's the host of Soupy Sales Moldioli Show, Soupy Sales.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you very much. Hey, right now we're going to take a look at this week in Moldioli history. What have you got for us, Ray?
Okay, this week, 1963. That was when the post office started using zip codes. Before the 10-digit zip code, there was just a 2-digit zone.
Uh-huh. And that same week, New York University scientists cross an elephant with a bed and get a mattress that eats peanuts.
Okay, how about this week in 1969? Yeah. That's when consumer advocate Ralph Nader warned that rock music can cause hearing damage.
What? Yes, and also that same week, it was determined that a rat can go longer without water than a camel. But try riding a rat across the desert someday.
And back in 1971, Congress passed the 21st Amendment this week. That's the one that lowered the voting age to 18.
Uh-huh. And that same week, author Herman Melville wrote Moby Dick.
Hmm.
And since he never got an answer, he never wrote the Moby Dick again. Dukes featuring Ted Nugent and a song released this week, Journey to the Center of the Mind. That song hit number 16 in the fall of 1968. And that song sort of reminds me of something very important.
What's that?
The words of wisdom.
Oh,
and they're very important and we want you to pay close attention to them.
Yeah.
All right. You show me a man who falls into a mimeograph machine and I'll show you a guy who's easily impressed. Now, what do I mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm going to tell you. What I mean is that you have to be careful around machines. I heard about a man who fell into a coffee machine and got two lumps. No sugar. Then I know a man who fell into a milk machine and got cream. Just last week, I know someone who fell into a fresh fruit machine and got two bruises, a peach of a pear. And just this morning, another close friend fell into a candy machine and got rolled by a Tootsie. So remember, if you have to work around machines, do it oily in the morning. And you do that, I love you and give you a big kiss.
Yeah!
I wish that we were making up again.
Released this week in Moldy Oldie History, The Young Bloods and Get Together from 1969, and Neil Sedaka with Breaking Up Is Hard to Do from 1962. Yeah. That was his first number one. I wonder who's at the door. I'll get the door. Just a second, guys. I'm on my way. Hold it just 1 second.
Hey, you guys, it's Marvin the Barber.
Hey, here he is, gang. It's Marvin the Barber. Hiya, Marvin.
Because I'm shaving all your beard for you.
I don't need a shave, Marvin.
Just a song, Snoopy. Great show today. Funny isn't the word. Nice shoes.
Thank you, Marvin.
Just checking in. I've been hunting deer all morning.
Really? Have you ever hunted bear?
No, but I've gone fishing in my shorts.
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
Not again. Eddie Murphy. I just cut his hair. I said to him, Eddie, you're great. And success has not gone to your head, just to your mouth. And you know what he said to me?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
Henny Youngman. I love that guy. I cut his hair. I told him, Henny, you're the kind of guy who would ask for separate checks at the Last Supper, huh? You know what he said to me?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
Mel Brooks. He's a genius. I cut his hair and I said, Mel, your films are swell, swell, swell. Put me in a movie. I'm snappy on the comeback and so are my checks. I'm just what the doctor ordered. You know what he said to me?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
No, he said, I am what the doctor ordered. A pill.
Marvin, I love you, but I don't need a haircut.
Well, that's cool. I saw a big crowd in front of your apartment building last night, Snoopy.
Really? What was up?
Your window shade.
Oh, would you get out of here?
That's what you should have said last night.
Goodbye, Marvin.
Tell you about Ahab, the Arab, the sheik of the burning sand. He had emeralds and rubies, just a dripping off of him, and a ring on every finger of his hand. He
turban wrapped around his head and a scimitar by his side. And every evening about midnight, he'd jump on his camel named Clyde and ride silently through the night to the Sultan's tent, where he would secretly meet up with Fatima of the Seven Bays, the swingin'est number one dancer in the Sultan's whole harem. Cause like him and her had a thing going, you know, and they've been carrying on for some time now behind the Sultan's back. And you could hear him talk to his camel as he rode out across the dunes. His voice would cut through the still night desert air, and he sung. Put you there and it took, whoa, babies. And Clyde say, well, he brought his camel to a screeching halt in the rear of Fatima's tent. Jumped off Clyde, snuck around the corner and into the tent, and he went. There he saw Fatima laying on a zebra skin rug, on her fingers and bells on her toes and a bone in her nose, ho, ho. There she was, friends and neighbors, laying there in all her radiant beauty, eating on a raisin and a grape and an apricot and a pomegranate, a bowl of pickles, two bananas, three Hershey bars, and sipping on an R.O.C. Coca-Cola, listening to her transistor, watching the Grand Ole Opry, and reading Mad Magazine while she sung, does your chewing gum lose its flavor? And Ahab walk up to her and he say, put your there, Mick Cook. Let's twist again like we did last summer, baby. And she say, the Sultan walked in. Ahab knew that this was the end. Him and Fatima was caught by surprise, and the Sultan had fire flashing out of his eyes. Well, the Sultan charged at Ahab, intending to make a dent in his head, but he fled with Fatima, and out of the tent they went. They jumped on Clyde and started to ride, cutting out across the sand with the Sultan's whole army in hot pursuit. On and on the ran. Well, to make a long story short, they got away, cause they want no animal alive what could keep up with Clyde once he got started, cause he would have slipped his feet on the old desert babies. And they made it across the border where he had popped all his rubies and emeralds, and the bottom was swang a little split leather pad, and lived happy ever after. Yeah, and that's a story about Ahab, the Arab, the Sheik of the Burn.
Former disc jockey Ray Stevens and his top five hit from 1962, a song released this week in Moldy Oldie history, Ahab the Arab.
Ah.
Now, don't go anywhere, because coming up in the next segment, I'll be talking to an angry blackjack dealer from Las Vegas who was recently fired because he had a chip on his shoulder. And you might want to get your chopsticks out, because we're going to be serving up some sukiyaki next when Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies return.
A double pleasure's waiting for you. A double pleasure from Double Mezcal. A double great feeling, making you realize Double is the one for you.
Double fresh.
I'm a dancer, and nothing is more important to me than my feet. That's why I use Tenactin. At least athlete's foot is one thing I don't have to worry about.
Nothing relieves the itching and burning of athlete's foot faster than Tenactin. And with daily use of Tenactin powder, you may never get athlete's foot again.
When you're serious about your feet, you have to use Tenactin.
Use your head when it comes to your feet. Use Tenactin, the number one cure for athlete's foot. Use only as directed.
Welcome back to the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show. And now, here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Right now, we're going to hear songs that went to number one during this week in Moldy Oldie history.
Right.
And when you think number one, you got to think of Vito. And Vito is sponsoring this segment of the show. Right. And this part is being brought to you by Vito's famous JR School. Hey, you want to run your fingers through your hair and strike oil?
Yeah.
Want to wear a 10-gallon hat yet have a 25-gallon head?
Yeah.
Ever thought of becoming a full-time JR Ewing?
Well, now
you can, thanks to Vito's famous JR School, where their motto is, if you're nice to Miss Ellie, you can look at my belly.
Oh!
At Vito's famous JR School, you'll learn how to tell the immediate difference between crude oil and solid oil. You'll also learn to master such famous JR phrases like, I swear, Sue Ellen, I was just wallpapering that dancer. No, Bobby, you can't have another sandwich. And the all-time JR phrase, can I see your underwear? Get a free copy of Vito's best-selling biography on JR titled Dirty Deals and Banana Peels. Vito's famous JR school is as near as your telephone, so when we call, you better say yes, because remember, it ain't smart to say no to a man named Vito. Number one sung in Japanese, Sukiyaki, by Kiyu Sakamoto from Kawasaki, Japan. Hey, that hit number one this week in 1963. I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Sukiyaki, it's Shirley.
Hi, Shirley. You still bringing out the animal in men?
Yeah, mink. Why am I laughing? I'm in pain.
What kind of pain?
The kind of pain you get when you go fox hunting.
When did you go fox hunting?
Day before yesterday on my flight to Richmond, Virginia. Kevin took me.
Who's Kevin?
The co-pilot. He lives on an estate in Virginia. So he asked me to go fox hunting. I'm telling you, Soupy, it was sensational.
Yeah?
Chasing that fox over hill and dale, under bridges and over fences.
Boy, you sound like you had a great time.
Next time I'm going to have even more fun.
You are? How?
I'm going to take a horse. I got such pain in my legs.
Yeah.
I ran my buns off.
Shirley, say goodbye.
Goodbye, Soupy. Oh, my God.
Week of 1966, right. The Beatles and Paperback Writer, right. Featuring Paul on lead vocal.
Yeah.
I'll get the door. I wonder who's at the door. Always the door. I'm on my way. Just a second.
Hey, yo, super. Yeah, what seems to be the misdemeanor?
Hey, it's Mike.
Hey,
how are you, Mike?
Yeah, I'm all right. You know, hey, Soup, look, I just want to tell you that everybody down at the precinct is really happy that you agreed to MC our charity talent show.
Well, listen, Mike, I'm happy to help out.
It's really nice of you, you know. And we lined up some great prizes, too.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, we're going all out. Now, first prize is $2,000.
Oh, wow.
Second prize, you got your $1,000. Uh-huh. And third prize, $500.
Yeah.
And in case it ties,
yeah,
ties will be given away, and we'll keep the prize money. Hey, you take care,
yeah,
guys.
You're
see you,
Mike.
See you,
Mike.
All right. Bye-bye.
So baby, let me be your love cherry bag. Pull it chain around my neck, leave me anywhere. Let me be your cherry bag. I don't wanna be a tiger, trying to spray the rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I wanna be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hand and cuddle me real tight. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be
your teddy
bear.
Oh, let me be your teddy bear.
I just wanna be your.
From the film Loving You, a number one from this week, yeah, in 1957, yeah, yeah. Elvis Presley, yeah, and Teddy Bear. Hey, right now I'd like to introduce you all to a man who's been with me for years.
Yeah.
He's a great musician, a gifted performer, a dear friend, a leader, yeah, of the award-winning, yeah, NBC Rhythm and Blues, yeah, Band. Yeah. Everybody, could you join me in a nice round of applause for Daryl B. Mordecai?
Yeah.
Hey, Daryl!
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Superman.
Yes, how you doing,
ladies,
girl?
And gentlemen, Ben Manila, all the guys are here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing all right, yeah, you know.
Listen, where are you and the band playing this weekend?
Well, tonight we're going to be out in the Detroit area. You know, we're playing out there at Wong Tong.
Wong Tong's?
Yeah, that's the combination Oriental Jazz Club and Shoe Shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, tonight they got a $200 first prize. It's one of them costume dress-up things, you know.
$200 for the best costume?
Yeah, well, sort of.
Sort of?
Yeah, yeah. It's their fourth annual Connie Chung lookalike contest.
Well, what if you're a guy?
Well, then you have a good chance, you know.
Gerald, that's
you
not
know
nice.
What I mean. Yeah, well, I know, but I checked with Mr. Tonga, and he said that, you
wait
know,
a minute,
if I
wait
could...
A, wait
what's
a
the
second.
Matter, Mr. Who,
who's Mr. Tonga?
Mr. Tonga, he's the owner of Wong Tong,
yeah,
you know. Anyway, I said, hey, listen, Mr. Tonga, your honorable sir, you know you got to bow down to,
yeah,
the dude,
yeah,
take,
yeah,
your shoes off before you go and see,
yeah,
him, you know.
Yeah.
I said, listen, Mr. Tonga, what happens if a guy enters and wins the Connie Chung lookalike contest?
Yeah, and what'd he say?
Well, he said, sure, a guy can win it, you know, if that happens, then what we'll do is we'll crown him the Chung King.
Yeah,
I got it. That's funny, right?
Yeah,
the Chung King.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And where are you guys playing tomorrow night?
Well, tomorrow night we're going to be out at Howie and Helen Henderson's Haunted House in Hackensack.
Haunted House?
Yeah, that's where every night is Halloween, you know.
Yeah.
You can't tell the tricks from the treats.
Yeah, oh, no.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
All the guys are going to be wearing their Halloween costume, you know.
Yeah.
And the good thing is they're going to be having the big Bobbin for Lobster contest.
Bobbin, yeah, for Lobster?
Yeah, that's right. It's sort of like that old kids game, you know, that they played on Halloween, Bobbin for Apples.
Yeah.
Only in this one, what happens is the people put their heads in the lobster tank, and they bob for a live lobster, and if they get one, you know, it's free. It's on the house.
Well, that's different. And
yeah.
You're going to dress like a wolfman, right?
There you go, cracking him again.
What do you mean?
Man.
I thought you said you were going to be the wolf man.
No, no, not the wolf man. I said I was going to be a wolf man. You know, there's a difference in,
yeah,
that.
Play, Gerald.
Yes, sir. Let me count it off. 1, 2, 3, 4. Don't touch that dial, because coming up next, it's Snoopy's Joke of the Day. When Snoopy tells Moldy Oldies.
Continue.
Continue.
Ha, ha, ha.
Thank you.
Back where I come from, people swear by V8 pickups. Only question ever was, do you buy a Ford or do you buy a Chevy? Now, take a full-size Ford equipped with a V8 and a full-size Chevy equipped with a V8. Under both hoods, 8 cylinders. But check out the prices and you're going to see a big difference. That V8 Chevy pickup is priced $688 less than the V8 Ford. Well, you heard me right. $688 less. V8 to V8. Well, I figured you can buy the Ford and give them that $688, or you can buy the V8 Chevy and keep that money where it belongs, right in your own pocket.
Price comparisons based on manufacturer's suggested retail prices for base half-ton pickups with available V8. Levels of equipment will vary.
Lean on Chevy and spend that extra money on yourself.
Come on up to the back, share a beer between friends.
There are many good imported beers in this world, but your neighbor to the north brews one of the best, Labatt's, North America's great beer.
Come on up to the taste of Labatt's. Shake hands with Cannon and Pat. Come on up to the best of Labatt.
Labatt Importers, Darien, Connecticut.
And we're back on the Subi Sales Moldy Oldie Show. We're about to hear some one-hit wonders, but first, it's time for my favorite part of the show, and I understand that it's Bobby Rydell's favorite, too. Yes, it's time for Snoopy's Joke of the Day.
Yay! 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 Yay!
Thank you. Please don't stop. Okay, all right. This machine operator comes home from the factory one day, and he tells his wife, he says, "Martha, I got some good news, and I got some bad news.
Oh.
First, the good news. I got $25,000 severance pay."
Oh.
And his wife says, "$25,000 in severance pay? That's great. Now what's the bad news?" And the guy says, "Well, you hear what was severed."
The waves, the sand.
Corbett and Sugarloaf. Actually, a two-hit wonder. That was their first hit, Green Eyed Lady, number three from 1970. They had a top five hit 5 years later with Don't Call Us, We'll Call You. Hey, now don't go anywhere, because coming up in our second hour, Playboy publisher Hugh Hefner will be here to tell us about the time he fell into a patch of poison ivy, then invited several bunnies up to his room to see his itchings.
Still to come, famous birthdays and a view from under the boardwalk. Snoopy Shells, Mow the Oldies, continue. Welcome back to the Snoopy Shells, Mow the Oldies show. This hour, we'll tell you what to do if someone leaves your cake out in the rain. And now, here's the man who told President Reagan to drop Stroll 2 and use sodium, Snoopy Sam!
I did! That's it!
Yeah.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Well, this hour, we've got some famous birthdays to celebrate.
All right.
And if it's your birthday this week, we've got some astrological advice for you.
Yeah.
But right now, we're going to continue our salute to our featured year, 1964.
Right.
And, of course, this segment is brought to you by a guy who's been in business since 1964, Vito.
Oh.
And Vito's famous Tina Turner School.
Oh.
Hey, listen, you want to wear short skirts and work long hours?
Yeah.
Want to have hair that looks like an explosion in a mattress factory?
Yeah.
Would you like to be a full-time rock sex queen?
Yeah.
Well, now you can, thanks to Vito's famous Tina Turner School, where their motto is, don't shake it, don't break it, put it in the bag, and I'll take it.
Okay.
At Vito's famous Tina Turner School, you'll learn how to sing rock without being stoned.
Yeah.
You'll also learn how to come out on stage wearing a skirt so high and a neckline so low, people will thank you for wearing a wide belt. As a future Tina Turner, you'll be assigned your own hairdresser, Stevie Wonder, and your own financial advisor, John DeLorean. And on graduation day, Vito himself would personally autograph his best-selling biography on Tina Turner titled She Got Off Her Rocker to Become a Rocker. Vito's famous Tina Turner School is as near as your telephone, so when we call, you better say yes, because remember, it ain't smart to say no to a man named Vito.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, I'll never walk down by the sea on a blanket with my baby's where I'll be. Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk,
boardwalk.
From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel.
You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
Under the
boardwalk, on a blanket with my baby, where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk,
boardwalk.
Boardwalk.
with my baby, for I'll be
under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk.
People walking above.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk.
Boardwalk.
In 1962, they went up on the roof. In 1963, they took a walk on Broadway. But in our featured year, 1964, the Drifters hit number four from Under the Boardwalk. On television back in 1964, they introduced some great situation comedies. There was Bewitched, The Addams Family, The Munsters, Gomer Pyle, USMC, and 1964 also brought us this one. Get smart. No, Gilligan's Island. Gilligan's Island ran for 3 years. You all remember who the castaways were? Gilligan, the skipper, Mr. and Mrs. Thurston Howell, Ginger, Marianne, and the professor. But do you remember what the skipper and the professor's real names were supposed to be?
Mm.
Well, the skipper's name was Jonas Grumby, and the professor's name was Roy Hinckley.
They, you know, they just don't make TV shows like that anymore.
Yeah.
What's on TV this week?
Yeah. I'm glad you asked. This coming week, the Disney movie.
Oh, yeah.
This story takes place during World War II. When the Nazis threaten to take away little Billy's coloring book, he tells them where his parents are hiding. 60 Minutes. Tonight, Andy Rooney's winning voice jams Mike Wallace's pacemaker. And Highway to Heaven. In tonight's episode, Michael Lannon gets so out of line being so good, God punches him out. In Search Of. Tonight, host Leonard Nimoy goes in search of George Steinbrenner's heart. And Three's Company rerun. Chrissy wakes up one morning and finds a dead moose in bed with her. She offers it a cigarette.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had said, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. No one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her. Though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked. She had said the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool. Her eyes were clear and bright. But she's not there. I was born in
little love to buy for all. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grew up in the shack. All I had was hanging on my back. Only you know how I loathe this place called the Battle Road. But it's home, the only life I love alone. Only you know how I loathe the Battle Road.
Featured here in 1964, a British invasion band called the Nashville Teens and Tobacco Road, which reminds me of some very important words of wisdom. And we want you to pay close attention to them. And they go like this. Show me a court that frees Barbie, and I'll show you a Dolly Parton. Now, what do I mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm going to tell you. Crime thinking that our jury system is getting away with murder.
Yeah.
But judge for yourself. Sometimes I feel guilty saying it, and other times I feel not guilty. You know, I should have just acquit at the end of that last sentence you were hearing on a trial basis. So remember, to understand our courts is as plaintiff as the nose on your face. So if you're going out for a drink after the trial, take your bar exam first. Otherwise, I'll see you at homicide. And you do that, I love you, give me a big kiss. Yeah!
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by. Walk on by. Might believe that you don't see the tears, just let me grieve in private, 'cause each time I see you, I break down and cry. Walk on by,
don't stop.
Walk on by,
don't stop.
Walk on by. I just can't get over losing you, and so if I seem broken and blue, walk on.
Walk on.
believe you'll ever see the tea in the ground. Now you really gotta go the walk about.
A woman who's been making great music for 23 years now, Dionne Warwick, and a number six song from our featured year, 1964, Walk On By.
Yeah.
Hey, stay with us now, because coming up in the next segment, television star Emmanuel Lewis will be here to tell us about his new book titled, I Lied About My Height.
And still to come, records released this week in Moldy Oldie History, and we'll go up the country when Subi Sells' Moldy Oldie Show continues.
Gonna make your summer hotter than ever with Lily. She's innocent, run wild. Dusty, who's nicer than he'd like to be. Meg, more eager than she ought to be. And Holden, he's always ready and willing. Nothing can beat the heat of passion. Feel it weekdays on As the World Turns, 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central on CBS TV.
A double pleasure's waiting for you. A double pleasure from Double Nectar. A double great feeling, making you realize Double makes the one for you.
Double fresh, fresh, double smooth,
double delicious to chew.
A double pleasure's waiting for you, Double Nectar.
Come on up to the back, share a beer between friends.
There are many good imported beers in this world, but your neighbor to the north brews one of the best. Labatt's, North America's great beer.
Come on up to the taste of Labatt's. Take
hands, drink, and it is best. Come on up to the best, best Labatt's.
Labatt Importers, Darien, Connecticut.
And we're back on the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show here, Soupy.
All right. Thank you, Ray. Thank you very much. Right now, we've got some famous birthdays to celebrate.
Oh, really? Who was born this week?
Princess Diana.
Oh, she's very pretty.
Yeah, Al Wilson from Can He.
Uh-huh.
Lil Eva.
Yeah.
Hey, Buddy Rich.
Whoa.
Debbie Harry.
Yeah.
And Bill Withers.
All right. All born this week. Huh? Now, listen, what if some of our listeners were born this week? What have you got for them?
I am glad you asked. If you were born this week, you're deathly afraid of fires, so install a sprinkler system in your shorts. You are an emotional person and will really get choked up today. Be careful, you'll probably put your pantyhose on the wrong end of your body. Today is a day of rejection. Dial a Prayer will hang up on you, and Billy Graham will punch you in the mouth. Beware of senior citizens who can bring in police calls on their pacemaker. And beware of Dr. Jekyll if he tries to touch your hide. And finally, if you were born on this day, your love life will grow by leaps and bounds. You'll check into an adult motel with a kangaroo tonight. And to all of you from all of us here, happy birthday!
Baby, back and leave it, 'cause you know we've got to leave today. Just
Can Heat and Going Up the Country from 1968. The late Al Wilson of Can Heat was born this week in 1943 in Boston.
Believe it or don't.
A lot of marriages are held together by children. Both parents are afraid they'll wind up with them.
Believe it or don't.
Supremes and You Can't Hurry Love. The original Supreme Flo Ballard was born this week in 1943 in Detroit. I'll get the door. I wonder who's at the door. I'll get the door. Just a second. I'm on my way.
It's Jerry and the Magic Coffee Wagon.
Yeah. Hey, here's our favorite delivery boy. How are you today, Jerry?
I'm a victim of psychosis.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
It's my uncle. He lost a fortune on Wall Street.
He did how?
He dropped 3/4 into a bad soda machine.
Well, that's the way it goes.
Would you like to buy a little stock in my own company?
Yeah, I'd have to be an idiot to buy stock in your company.
Good. How many shares you want?
What are you talking about?
I've got some liquid assets.
Liquid assets?
Yeah, 2 bottles of whiskey. Look.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. You don't know anything about the stock market.
My brother does. He works for a brokerage house called Button, Button, and Zipper.
Button, Button, and Zipper?
Yeah, Zipper replaced one of the buttons.
Yeah, well, so what's the latest dope on Wall Street?
My brother.
Well, what's his name?
We call him Broker.
Broker?
Yeah, because after you see him, you are.
Serve the coffee. Well, after you see him, you are.
I wish I had a suntan. My skin is shiny white. I like to go sit in the sun every day and night. I really love the sunshine. I love the ocean water. In summer, days get longer, but my underwear gets shorter.
That's another classic, Jerry.
Super Savers, tip big. I'm broke.
Well, what happened to your money?
Well, my brother told me to put my money in oil.
You put your money in oil?
No, who wants oily water money?
So, why are you broke?
I put half my money in paper towels and half in revolving doors.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
I was wiped out before I could turn around.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye, Jerry.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. You get to like it if you give it a chance now. Come on, baby.
She was born Eva Narcissus Boyd this week in 1945 in Belhaven, North Carolina. Little Eva and the Locomotion. Hey, don't go anywhere, because coming up in the next segment, I'll be talking with five men who have one thing in common. They've all made obscene phone calls to Betty Crocker.
And we'll tell you why you don't mess around with Jim next, when the Soupy Cell Moldy Oldies Show returns.
Right.
It's like they say, sometimes you see things with your own eyes that are still hard to believe, like a river that runs uphill or a turnip the size of a bowling ball. Now, take full-size pickups. You'll see something that's hard to believe, like a V8 truck that costs you less than a truck with a six. Sounds crazy, but it's true. A full-size half-ton Chevy pickup equipped with a V8 actually costs less than a Ford with a six, $147 less. Chevy with a V8, $147 less than a Ford with a six. So ask yourself, would you rather have the Ford or the Chevy? Answer simple, unless you don't care about money.
Prices based on a comparison of manufacturer's suggested retail prices for a Chevy half-ton pickup with available V8 and a base half-ton Ford pickup. Levels of equipment will vary.
A Chevy V8 for less than a six. You can see it with your own eyes at your Chevy dealers now.
The firemen have to deal with heat all the time. By now, I'm used to it. But when the burning and itching of athlete's foot flares up, I can't stand it.
Nothing relieves the itching and burning of athlete's foot faster than Tenactin. And with daily use of Tenactin powder, you may never get athlete's foot again.
I've put out a lot of fires, but Tenactin helped me put out the burning of athlete's foot.
Use your head when it comes to your feet. Use Tenactin, the number one cure for athlete's foot. Use only as directed.
We're back on the Stoopy Sal's Moldy Oldie Show, and here's Stoopy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, coming up, we've got the further adventures of Philo Kvetch. Right, but first, we're going to hear some songs released this week in Moldy Oldie history.
Right.
And this segment of the show is brought to you by Rip Off Records. Oh, hey, there is a future for future freeloaders thanks to FLOA, Freeloaders of America. Learn and study how to be a successful freeloader without leaving the comfort of your miserable surroundings. Just send $500, and we'll send you the complete freeloader's kit, which includes instructions on how to fake a stomach ache at a friend's house, and on your way to the bathroom, make dozens of long-distance calls on their home phone. You'll be given 50 tried and tested restaurant excuses to make to get you away from the table just before the check arrives. Learn how to approach a street hot dog vendor, fake a heart attack, and be given a free hot dog and a diet soft drink if you promise to die on another corner. Once you graduate from this exciting freeloader's home study course, you'll never spend another penny the rest of your life. Providing you die the day your home study course arrives. The Freeloader's Home Study Course is available on records, cassettes, or written on the back of a wino named Lester. The Freeloader's Home Study Course, a division of Rip Off Industries.
Uptown got his hustlers, the Bowery got his bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't melt around with Jim. I don't do that, I didn't.
find out where that is not hustling people's dreams to you. Even if you do got a new piece, custom made fool to you. If you don't come on Superman's game, you don't have to be into the wind. You don't hold the map on the hold on Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
Record released this week in 1972. It went all the way to number 8. You Don't Mess Around with Jim from Jim Croce.
Yeah.
I'll get it. Hello.
Hello, Super La. It's me, Sadie.
Hey, Sadie, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm out looking for antiques.
Oh, I didn't know you were into antiques.
Yeah, I've found of anything that's aged in wood.
Sadie, I think you need help. I think you should go see a psychiatrist.
I went to one, but they're so expensive. They charge you $50.
I know they're expensive.
But I found one that only charges me $25.
What day do you go see him?
I don't see him at all.
You don't?
No. For $25, he sends me a get well card. So long, Sadie.
So long, Sadie.
Back to me, you gotta tell me you're coming back to me, you gotta tell me you're coming back to me, you gotta tell me you're coming back to me, you gotta tell me you're coming back to me, you gotta tell me you're coming back to me, you gotta tell me you're coming back to me, you gotta tell me you're coming back to me, you gotta tell me you're coming back to me, you gotta tell me you're coming back to me, you gotta tell me you're coming back to me, you gotta tell me you're coming back to me, you gotta tell me you're coming back to me, you gotta tell me you're coming back to me, you gotta tell me you're coming back to me, you gotta tell me you're coming back to me, you gotta tell me you're coming back to me, you gotta tell me you're coming back to me, you gotta tell me you're coming back to me, you gotta tell me you're coming back to me, you gotta tell me you're coming back to me, you gotta tell me you're coming back to me, you gotta tell me you're coming back to me, you gotta tell me you're coming back to me, you gotta tell me you're coming back to me, you gotta tell me you're coming back to
the lights to go by. I hear the knock on my door.
It's time once again for the exciting and sometimes ludicrous adventures of Philo Kvetch, world's greatest part-time private eye. Today's episode, Waiting for O'Hara or a Gypsy Cab, whichever comes first.
So I'm here at the precinct waiting for O'Hara. He'd know what was going on. We went back a long time together. We were in diapers together. It was crowded, but we were poor. I remember my family was so poor, the neighbors had me. And O'Hara, his family was so poor, he got care packages from Ethiopia. But O'Hara was tough, and I was his pal.
What do you say, pal?
Hello, Pat.
Hello, Philo.
Haven't seen you in a while.
Last time I saw you spit in my face.
Your beard was on fire.
Did I thank you?
You broke my nose.
Then I thank you.
Can you help me?
I think so, but hurry it up. I'm working on a wild case now. I got a bunch of teenagers in there.
What happened?
Well, a gang of them broke into a pharmaceutical warehouse in the Bronx and stole a case of pep pills.
How'd they get into the warehouse?
I don't know. I'm going to ask them as soon as they stop dancing. So what's with you?
Well, I'm on a case for some filly who's looking for half a treasure map. I found the other half. It belongs to the pirate.
What's Willie Stargell doing mixed up in this?
I'm not talking about Willie Stargell. I'm talking about the pirate. Who's he or she working for?
McComas.
McComas?
McComas Shipping. He's got the shipping lines all sewed up. Oh, lots of money, lots of power. Stay out of his way, Philo. He's bad news. Get my drift?
McComas. Sure, I'd heard of him. Just last week, I'd read where he had returned from Texas after buying 50,000 head of cattle. No bodies, just heads. Well, I thanked O'Hara. McComas. I had to see him. Was he trying to get me out of the way? And why? I walked a block or so, and all of a sudden it hit me like a brick. Someone had hit me with a brick. I picked myself up, and staring down at me was a man wearing a black hat, a black coat, and a black eye. What's the idea of hitting me with a brick?
I ran out of pebbles.
Ran out of pebbles? Was he working for McComas or the Flintstones?
And if he was working for the Flintstones, was he a vitamin or a cartoon? And whatever happened to Bam Bam and Pebbles? Have you seen that chick lately? Be with us next time when we hear Philo say...
I always thought Betty was cute.
On the further adventures of Philo Kvetch, world's greatest part-time private eye.
He'll never get out of this. Never get out of this. No, no, no.
Baby, please, God.
1972, Go All the Way by the Raspberries from Cleveland, Ohio. Now, don't go anywhere, because coming up in the next segment, I'll be talking to the world's most successful parachute jumper celebrating his 600th jump. Huh. He has a new book out on parachute jumping called Good to the Last Drop. And still to come, the action-packed conclusion of the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies Show.
The Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show is brought to you by today's Chevrolet and tough Chevy trucks. Nothing works like a Chevy truck. And by Double Mint Gum. Double your pleasure with Double Mint Gum.
A double pleasure's waiting for you. A double pleasure from Double Mint Gum. A double great feeling, making you realize Double Mint's the one for you.
Double fresh.
Come on up to the back, share a beer between friends.
There are many good imported beers in this world, but your neighbor to the north brews one of the best, Labatt's, North America's great beer.
Come on up to the taste of Labatt's.
Drink and drink,
Canada's
best.
Come on up to the best, best Labatt's.
Labatt Importers, Darien, Connecticut.
Welcome back. And here's the host of the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies Show, Soupy Sales.
Thank you very much, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Make sure now you're here next week for the Moldy Oldies Show, because we're going to have some really special guests.
Oh, really? Like who?
How about Harry Reasonable?
Harry Reasonable.
60 Minutes host who will agree to anything.
He's going to be here.
Candace Berger.
Candace Berger.
Sexy actress with sesame seed buns.
Oh! Uh-huh.
Robert Itchum.
Robert Itchum.
He-Man movie hero who spends 8 hours a day scratching himself.
He'll be here.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Room.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Room.
7-foot-tall basketball great who serves beer to the crowd during halftime.
Yeah.
And Loretta Swat.
Loretta Swat.
Former star of MASH who now kills flies for a living.
Oh, she'll be here.
Yeah. And Rodney Dangerous.
Rodney Dangerous.
Popular comedian whose jokes can kill you. And Sissy Spaced Out.
Oh, Sissy Spaced Out.
Academy Award winning actress who can't remember a name.
All on this show.
All on this show. Yeah.
Oh,
Soupy time, soupy time, soup, soup, soupy time, soupy time, soupy time, soup, soup, soupy time, soupy time, soupy time, soup, soup, soupy time, Moldy Oldie Show.
From the summer of 1966, did you ever have to make up your mind? Now, here's some scenes from next week's Moldy Oldie Show.
Take a good rest.
Keep your mouth shut.
We know where we can grab off a load of sugar.
It was several nights late.
Listen, you.
Say.
Gunnigan, city editor of the Daily Sentinel, received a phone call.
More than that.
The following morning.
Mark my words.
Yeah, that's right, Steve.
What do you mean by that?
That night.
Get out of that truck. Hey, let's go on here, buddy.
The following morning in Britt Reed's office.
What got you out of bed?
There's no time for a kid.
Really? The morning following the truck holdup.
Sure, that goes without saying.
That could be the answer.
See you at dinner time. Late that afternoon at police headquarters.
Shut up a minute. I don't care what Steve does now.
I wasn't killing.
Wait a minute.
Start the car. A short time later, inside police headquarters.
That's the harness car, I'll tell you.
Hey, that's exactly what happened.
All that and more on next week's Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show.
I can't wait.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for being with us this week. And we'll look forward to seeing you next week. Don't you dare miss it. So until next week on the Moldy Oldie Show, it's Soupy saying thank you so much for being with us. Have a great week. Take good care of yourselves. Remember, I love you. I'll take care. Bye-bye, everybody.
This has been the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, starring Soupy Sales, produced by Dan Cimino and Dan Manila for Radio Today. Executive producer Frank Cody. Recording technicians Gene Garnes and Betsy Torres. Special thanks to Paul DeVere, Rodney Bellazaire, Mark Humble, and Chip Humble. Soupy's jingles are performed by The Phantom. I'm Ray Dariano. Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies has been a presentation of NBC Radio Entertainment.
In the morning, noon, and night, we want you to have a good time. In the morning, noon, and night, we want you to have a good time. We want you jumping out there till 1999. Yeah, 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 yeah,